Hello, Audio Boo. I'm recording this because it's going to be way too long for Melt. Because I only get a minute, and I talk a lot, and I have a lot to say. Other than the fact that my brother got married yesterday, and we went to the wedding, and the reception, and the after party, and Rowdy American, who's sitting here quietly listening to me Audio Boo right now, went with me, because he's awesome. And I've officially decided that I'm going to drag him down the aisle. Right, Rowdy American?
Right.
He just says that because he knows he'll get his butt kicked.
No.
But
I'm saying that because it's true.
I'm sort of doing this for multiple reasons because I've noticed I've got a lot new followers. So welcome, new followers. I'm warning you. I don't audio boo very often. I'm usually on Melt. I never shut up. I talk and ramble about nonsensical things most times. And, of course, always my husband, Rowdy American. Not always, but sometimes he'll join me in audio boos, and sometimes we do audio boos together on his account, and sometimes we do audio boos together on my account. But,
And we will be especially next month.
We will be, especially next month, because next month is Pride. Oh my god! I am so ramped up. It's not even funny. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. I'm counting down the days. Well, Earl counts down the days, and I just ask him, how many days are left? So how many days are left?
It's 25, I think.
It's the 20th of June.
Yeah, I think it's 25.
Oh, so it's 25. See, he keeps track for me because I'm no good with numbers. But, how do I describe my brother's wedding? Very, very relaxed. I've never been to a wedding, so I can't really throw my opinion
out
here.
It was very informal, actually.
Yeah,
Earl's been
to weddings.
I've been to lots of weddings.
Yeah, I've never been to a wedding.
It was very informal. I liked it. The pastor, whatever you call him, Mark, he was really cool.
Yeah, he was funny. Cracking joke constantly, picking on Alyssa.
Picking on Mike.
Both of them. Yep, picking on both of them. It was very interesting.
It's our job to keep them together and remind them about the day.
Yep, remind them about the day they joined under Christ. And it's up to the groomsmen and the bridesmaids to keep them together no matter...
But us as the congregation, it's up to us too to remind them of the day and make sure
and
they
them,
always remember how yep. happy they were on that day.
And show them pictures. And
even if Mike leaves the toilet seat up, they're still supposed to work through it.
Yep.
They're supposed to work through the big problems as well.
And yep.
We're not supposed to encourage them to, ah, you can do better, just dump that person and move on. We're supposed to encourage them to tough it out.
Yep. That's pretty much what the pastor was saying.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to encourage them to tough it out.
Yep.
And we're going to try to encourage Alyssa to talk more. Open your mouth.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because Earl's...
It's the most I ever heard her talk. Oh my God.
I know. I think it's the most anybody has ever heard her talk, and she had to be prompted.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that the next time I see her. I'll be like, hi, Alyssa. How are you, Alyssa?
You're supposed to talk.
Alyssa.
Insert prompt here.
I shouldn't make fun of Alyssa. I like Alyssa. I really do. But I just wish she talked more.
Did you hear me picking on her when we were doing pictures?
Yeah.
Because I could see down her dress and I'm like, I can see your dirty pillows. And then she's like, oh, stop. And then I was like, I'm just joking. Chill out. Like, oh my God.
Well, she's probably stressed.
Probably. But, yeah, it was pretty fun. I mean, we've been in Hagersville since Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, Thursday evening-ish. And my dad's a total prude, as always. And Earl's touching my ass, as you can tell. He's all excited.
Well, they wouldn't know what I'm touching. I could be touching anything. But anyway.
You could tell by the sound of your voice what you're touching. And I really don't care who's listening to this right now when they listen to it.
I don't care either. I got nothing to hide.
I got nothing to hide.
I can touch any part of you I want.
Yep. And I'm just going to inform Audio Boo that you're currently groping my leg. Well, at the time, you were groping my tushy. But, I don't know. Today's a Sunday. And it's a lot, it's a nice looking day outside, and I kind of want to go out and go for a walk and just go, because we had a long weekend. Like, don't touch my phone. You're going to kill my recording.
I'm touching that.
Stop touching my boob. If you're going to touch my boobs, touch the one that isn't located on my phone. Jeez, you're going to kill my recording. Like, come on now. What's wrong with you? I'm trying to record the audio boo. Stop touching my naughty bits. Like, come on, what's wrong with you?
Okay, anyway, back to the regular scheduled programming.
Back to the regular scheduled programming. Yes, tonight's story. As I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, I want to go outside and I want to go for a walk because it looks very nice out. I don't know what the temperature is because I didn't ask Siri yet. I'm going to ask Siri. I'm going to say, Siri, what is the temperature like? Do you know what Siri would say to me? Siri would say it was blah, blah, blah degrees outside. And I'm rapidly running out of things to talk about. Because, well, Dad's a prude. Sister's a bitch. Mike got married. Spent the last... Oh, we should tell them about the people. Kathy and John and Evan. We went to my aunt's house to this middle party thing. And Aunt Margaret was talking about Mike and Alyssa going to Toronto.
She wouldn't even give me any cheese and crackers.
Yeah, she's a prude. But I said, Toronto? I'm like, we don't even have a ride to like Hamilton, let alone Toronto. And then some guy pipes up and goes, well, we're going to Toronto. And I found out later, it was Evan. It was Evan that said that, right? Or was it Kathy that said that Yeah, Kathy said it first, that they were going to Toronto. And I'm like, well, do you have room for two?
And a dog.
And a dog. And I'm like, you can just take us to Hamilton, because that's all we need, is we can take the bus, and once we get to Hamilton, it'd be like, whatever. And they're like, oh, no, we can take you all the way to Toronto. And I'm like, what? I'm like,
but we have a dog, don't forget.
But we have a dog. And they're like, well, what kind of dog? And I'm like, just a little Shih Tzu. And they're like, oh, no, you will take you right to your door. And they did. They oh, my God. We were so grateful because...
They even helped me bring the stuff upstairs.
Yeah, they even helped Earl bring the stuff upstairs. And, like, it was awesome. These people were, like, incredible. And they were apparently my cousins. But... I'd never met them before, so they were complete strangers to us. And just the kindness of these people, it was incredible. Like, they...
Yeah, they were awesome.
I don't even know how to describe how grateful I am.
They didn't even ask for gas.
No, they didn't ask us for gas money. They didn't ask us for nothing. They're like, oh, it's no problem. It's no skin off our backs. We're going there anyways. And I'm like, but you saved us time, because we would have had to go...
And money.
Yeah, we would have had to find a ride today... to Hamilton.
We would probably have had to pay them gas money. Use money on our Presto card to get home.
Yeah, money on the Presto to get home. And we would have had to use money to buy a dog carrier because Go Bus drivers have been anal lately about that.
Why are you taking off my clothes?
Because I can.
No, her.
But, I mean, these guys saved us so much hassle because we would have had to drag all of our stuff and money. We would have had to, like, pack all of our stuff and drag it all the way from Hagersville to Hamilton. And then from Hamilton to wherever we went to get the dog carrier. And then to Toronto. And then back to the Go station.
And from Union all the way.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, like, these guys, I'm like, I will never be able to say thank you to them enough. They have no idea, like, how grateful we are. Maybe they do, because we never shut up about it. But, yeah, that was my weekend, I guess. And that was interesting. I mean, it was awesome. And I'm going to sign off now, because I got 29 seconds remaining. Oh, so, yeah, that was my weekend. And I'm leaving now. Bye-bye. Say bye, pal.
Bye.